You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. We will be talking to Caroline Leavitt in the 2:30 segment. She is the spokeswoman for Make America Great Again Incorporated. She's also a fan favorite when it comes to fill-in work. Her and Jess Machado get a lot of love from the audience. So she's going to join us at 2:30 for her weekly segment. And we can talk about Donald Trump, who was on with Tucker last night, wanted to play a couple of cuts here. I'd rather play Trump than Biden for everybody's sake. Let's play cut 17, because when Donald Trump and Stephen Colbert are on the same page, Houston, we have a problem. This is cut 17.
Do you think Biden will stay in the race?
Look, I watch him just like you do. And I think it's almost inappropriate for me to say it, but I deal with other people. I don't see how it's possible. And it's not an age thing. He's not too old. You know, his age, I think they do the age thing because I'm 4 or 5 years behind. They say, this is a way of getting Trump. Let's go home. But there's something wrong. I saw his answer today on television about whether or not he was going to run to a very nice guy named Al Roker. I mean, you can't get a softer question. That was a long answer talking about the eggs and the this and that. Look, I don't think he can.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a matter of will he, it's can he. And it's already been very Weekend at Bernie's thus far, but it can't go much further. You know, you got Jill Biden holding Biden's hand. She's got like a grip on it like you wouldn't believe. You've got people shuttling him in and out of these rooms and shielding him from questions. And at a certain point, I don't know what the point is, though. I think the point would literally be him walking out without pants on. Maybe then our media would say, 25th Amendment.
Biden's losing it.
They were bringing up the 25th Amendment with Trump every time he took a sip of water. It's like, did you see the way that Trump... the way he smiled today, it was a little weird. Something's going on upstairs. We got to have a cognitive test for him. And now with Biden, he's just wandering around and just, you know, rambling and whispering sweet nothings into the ears of unsuspecting White House visitors. And nobody blinks. Nobody blinks. And, you know, I'm curious about this because the longer he waits, and there's reasons, you know, financial reasons, campaign reasons, why you'd wait a longer time to announce you're running. But the longer he waits, the more frustrated I think some of these hopefuls are going to be, because you are kind of killing the momentum. You are, and maybe we can talk to Caroline about this because she really understands the importance of momentum when it comes to these campaigns.
These are facts. Check them out.
You're robbing people like Gavin Newsom of getting ahead of the game. And when I see Governor Hairgel, I think that's a man who should be in the Oval Office. And actually, we should play one Joe Biden cut here. Because if I'm going to talk about the Oval Office, we got to play cut 31. This was Joe Biden at a university in Belfast. This is cut 31.
As a matter of fact, as you walk into my office in the Oval Office in the United States Capitol, guess what? You know who founded and designed and built the White House? An Irishman. No, not a joke. Not a joke.
Is the Oval Office in the Capitol? I wasn't aware. I wasn't made privy to this. I don't know who's building what. I'm not some sort of historian when it comes to architecture in D.C., but I certainly thought the Oval Office was in the White House. Again, though, I don't have as high an IQ as Joe Biden or the smartest man he knows, Hunter Biden. So I'm just going to keep my thoughts on that one to myself. One thing we
think
do
about
know,
what you'd think about.
One thing we do know about Joe Biden is that he is the hardest working man in showbiz, according to his wife, who is not biased at all when it comes to her hubby. When it comes to Jen, according to Jen Psaki, you know, if he gets up before 9 a.m. and delivers remarks about a bank collapse, that just shows you that this guy doesn't stop. The grind does not stop when it comes to Joe Biden. So we've heard about this. The man works round the clock. And at the same time, though, he does love like a 3-day work week, sometimes a 4-day work week. He likes to take that Friday slide, sometimes the Thursday slide, sometimes the Monday slide. And this is a topic that I want to open up to people because Joe Biden's not the only one who's constantly toying with the idea of cutting out early. A 4-day work week test run is proposed in Massachusetts. Call in and let us know what you think about this. Do you like the idea? It's 844-500-4242. You've all made it pretty clear based off the poll question that you don't like the idea of Grace Curley getting a 4-day work week. That would be a bridge too far. But I think that your opinions on whether you could handle a 4-day work week might be different. Some people are probably going to be old school and say, no, you need the full 5 days. I'm not so sure about that. I think a lot of what goes on in companies, it's a lot of scrolling. It's a lot of time theft. People just killing time. And I'm not trying to sound like a narc. You know, we're all guilty of it at one point or another. But I don't know if the full 5 days is so necessary. So the lines are open. It's 844-500-4242. Now, this is from WBZ. It says, research has shown that shorter work weeks increase performance and cut down on burnout. The lawmakers are working with Boston College sociology professor Juliet Shore, who recently helped conduct a 6-month trial on 4-day work weeks in the UK. This is what Julie said. She said, we were able to reach out to all of the companies. There are 61 of them, and they are not going back to the 5-day week. So that's pretty exciting. So this has legs. This has legs, Matt. Do you think most companies could handle this? Do you think most workers would be just as efficient with 4 days as they are with five, or maybe even more so?
I mean, there was a lot of companies that said that you were more productive at home during the pandemic, but then like after the pandemic ended, they still called everybody back. So
that's true.
So maybe even though you still have your 4 days, you know, you're still talking around the water cooler, making plans for Friday when you're going to go golfing. I know that's what I would be doing. I don't know. I'm the more I hear about it, the more I'm like, yeah, I get an extra golf day. I got to stay, what, maybe an hour or two later at work?
Yeah.
It's not a bad deal.
I don't even know. Oh, I guess that would be make sense. You have to extend your Monday. I don't know if that's true, though. I think you might just be able to work your normal days and just cut one day out.
Well, I know on the text line there have been some people saying that before they used to work four 10-hour days, which is something when I work construction that was thrown out to us. And it's kind of enticing. At the same time, do I want to be at work 10 hours a day? Maybe not.
Yeah, I think it's really going to depend on the person. And like you said, some of it doesn't come down to whether or not you're going to be efficient or whether the company's going to do better. A lot of this comes down to, is this a lifestyle that you want people to have where they're home for 3 days? I will tell you my opinion on it. As someone who just deals with 2 days in the weekend, I do think the third day I would be unstoppable. I would get so much done with that third day. I would be checking things off the list like you wouldn't believe. I think I would make the most out of that third day. But, you know, maybe I'm just giving myself too much credit. 844-500-4242. Before we go to your calls on this, just a heads up for everybody out there that if you go to gracecurlyshow.com and you click on store, you can get the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa. It's a great Mother's Day gift. It's the jewelry cleaner. It's going to leave all of your rings, your necklaces, your bracelets sparkling and beautiful and shiny. And you're getting it. It's an $80 value. You're getting it for just $40. So get mom a gift that she really deserves, that she's really going to love. Go to gracecurlyshow.com and click on store to order yours today. Let's go to John. You are first up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Oh, my God, Grace. Are they going to mandate it? Is it going to be another form of control? Oh, it's only 4 days, so they can close another sub for Greek sub shop or whatever guys work in there or women? I mean, this is ludicrous. And you know, I understand you can get caught in the weeds and say, oh, you know, sounds like fun. You know, but, hey, it's just another, like I said about laws, whenever laws or suggestions from the liberal candidates there that came to Massachusetts, probably threw that one around over a few cocktails. Let's close the rest of the businesses in Boston. Nice.
Huh. I didn't think of it from that perspective. I don't think you're totally off. I mean, I guess it could be a slippery slope where they start telling businesses you have to be shut down. You have to give people a 4-day work week. I don't like the sound of that. I don't like anytime anything's mandated, I'm not crazy about it. John's right. I was thinking about this from the perspective, sue me, everybody. I was thinking about it from the perspective of, selfishly, it would be nice. That was my end goal here. That was my angle on this. But John had to come in and just ruin it for me. I don't think I don't think that that's necessarily the whole point of it, is that the government wants us to work 4 days so they can shut down businesses for that fifth day. But I'm also not going to say that there's not probably a sprinkling of some truth there. I never want to discount a conspiracy theory because oftentimes they come true. And maybe that is the ultimate angle, is like, oh, we'll keep everyone working 4 days a week. We'll shut down businesses for the fifth day. I just don't know, though. I don't know if it's that deep, you know? Not everything's that deep. Inflation's at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. One of our listeners didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them, and he loves it. Because everybody loves an Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and what you're going to love even more is three of them. Get your hands on this product, and here's how. You just go to EdenPureDeals.com, use code GRACE. You're going to get free shipping. It's going to purify the air in your home, whether that be in your bedroom, in your kitchen. You can even use this product in your car. Gets rid of allergies, makes the air smell cleaner and fresher, and it doesn't take up any floor space, which is great because a lot of us, we're running on limited space. You plug it into the wall, it starts working right away. It doesn't get any easier than that. So go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code GRACE. Shipping is free. Oh, now I know you're joking. If this is an ice cream shop that Joe Biden's at right now, I'm going to lose my mind. Maybe it's just an Irish bakery. Biden celebrates Irish roots. Oh, beautiful. We'll be right back. We're going to take more of your calls on this. What do you think about the 4-day work week? Do you agree with John that this is part of a plan by the government to shut down businesses and to make us all, you know, into lemmings who are just doing whatever they want and on their schedule? Or do you think maybe you could be more productive with 4 days and you get that third day to, like Matt said, go golfing or maybe enjoy yourself, live your life? Take a nap. These are all options that are on the table. We'll talk more about this. We'll take your calls when we come back.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. If you want to vote in our poll question, you can go to gracecurleyshow.com. And that's also where you can go and click on store to get your hands on a wonderful Kathy Ireland Gem Spa Jewelry Cleaner. We've got a limited amount on the website right now, but we're doing this for Mother's Day. So if you want to get your hands on a really good Mother's Day gift, it costs $80. You're getting it for $40, so you're getting a half-off deal. These are not going to last long. Go to gracecurleyshow.com and click on store. And while you're there, vote in our poll question, which is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack Special. Everyone loves the 3-Pack. It doesn't take up any floor space. There's no filters to replace. So go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACE to get the 3-Pack. We've got some people on the lines who want to talk about this poll question, Matt. So tell us what it is.
Should the Howie Carr Radio Network go on a go to a four-day work week and play best ofs on Fridays? Yes or no?
Now, I actually was talking to the mailroom manager about this. It's a total hypothetical, but if you want to make a case for it one way or the other, now's the time to do it. 844-500-4242. I'm going to vote for yes. Let's make it the four-day.
Yes has climbed up 2% to 15%.
Wow. Everyone in the office has been voting like mad, I'm sure. Everyone, Jared, Emma, everyone's weighing in on this. I'm going to vote yes. Let's see what other people have to say. And really, you can just call in about the idea of a four-day work week. Do you think it's a good idea? Someone just texted in that the reason the government wants it is because you're buying more on your days off than you are if you're working, and that creates more tax revenue for the government. Again, these are all valid points. Maybe I'm just taking it as it is and saying, hey, it's an extra day of relaxation, rest and relaxation. Ed, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ed.
I somewhat side with your last caller, saying I think this is the government just getting too much involved in what we're doing. But I'm just full of questions. First of all, I'm a teacher. So what are we doing with schools? Are they going to a four-day week?
That's a very good question. Well, yeah, because then if schools go to a four-day week, which I don't think, trust me, I'm about to read some stories on schools right now. I don't think they can afford to go to a four-day week. The kids, you know, the reading skills, the math skills of these kids, they're bad as is. If we went to a four-day week, I shudder to think what the percentages would be in these schools as far as reading efficiency goes. But what I will say is if parents have the day off, it wouldn't really make a big difference as far as kids going to school. But if kids had a four-day week, then that becomes tricky for the parents, because then you got to hire, you know, you got to hire a babysitter. Why are you laughing? You're always laughing at me back there. What?
Because, like, if you got kids out of school and you only gave them a four-day school week, that ruins the whole purpose of, like, re-energizing, taking a day off from your kids.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's like, what's the point of having the extra day off if your kids are going to be there? Wow. Spoken like a true champion, Matt. That's really nice. That's a really wonderful mindset to have. You ever think maybe the families all want to hang out together and enjoy each other's company?
Yeah, that's what Saturday and Sunday for. If you have Friday off too, like, I don't want you around. Go to school. What are you doing?
This is my day off, okay? The government mandated I get this day off, so you get out of here. Scram, kid. Joe, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, your pros and cons on this. 4-day work week works out great, except for one problem. If you've got the 4th of July coming up and it comes up on a Saturday and you do a 4-day work week and you drive a truck, that means you're there until Thursday and you have Friday, you still have a load of groceries. There's nobody to unload your groceries. So what are you supposed to do then? That means nobody gets their spare ribs and watermelons or whatever. And the other thing, the pros are, if everybody takes the 4-day work week at different days, so you have like Tuesday to Friday or Wednesday to Saturday or Wednesday to Sunday, you know, then your 4-day work week would work out well.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny Joe says that, because we were talking about this morning, the mailroom manager and I, and she said everyone likes the idea of a 4-day work week until it starts to affect them. So she brought up the idea of throw it out to the listeners if they wanted us to take one, because then people will say, well, no, I liked having the show every single weekday. And I felt this before, because I had a Monday off a couple weeks ago and I went to get my nails done, and my nail salon has, they shut down on Mondays. And that was very inconvenient for yours truly. So suddenly their 4-day or whatever day, you know, their schedule started to affect me. And I was like, I don't think I like this. So you're right. And there's definitely some people where if you're a truck driver, if you're a nurse, like there's some, and nurses, you know, a lot of them work 4 days and then have that kind of works with their schedule anyway. But I'm just saying, the more essential your job is, the less likely this is going to be a reality. It's more for people. I don't want to generalize here, but you know, same people who were able to work from home, like the keyboard warriors, you know, the people who, if they took a 4-day work week, I'm not trying to say you wouldn't feel it, but yeah, basically what I'm saying is you probably wouldn't feel it. The marketing crews, communications, whatever. When we come back, I just insulted all the marketers out there. When we come back, we're going to talk to Caroline Levitt. Don't go anywhere.
People are home more than ever, and now is the time to clean or update your home with Kennedy Carpet's new luxury vinyl flooring that looks as good as wood. Kennedy Carpet is an old-fashioned company that still answers their phones and sends out their flooring technicians and not a subcontractor. Find out all the new flooring options they offer today in your home or visit their beautiful showrooms in Needham and Weymouth. 1-888-KENNEDY. That's 1-888-KENNEDY.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. And thank you all so much for joining me today. If you want to hop on gracecurlyshow.com and click on store, just one last reminder, you are still able to get the Gem Spa. We have a couple more left, and this is a really great Mother's Day gift or just a gift for anybody in your life who wears jewelry. So go to gracecurlyshow.com, click on store to get your Gem Spa for half off. All right, I did want to read you guys a really, really disappointing statistic here, or news story about the schools in New York City, and I think that this could be applied to a lot of different schools. But you know what? Actually, I'm going to save this for a little bit later. Here's the headline, though. New York City school spending soars 33% as enrollment test scores dwindle. So they're spending more money in these schools, and the quality of the education is decreasing. Is this what people call fuzzy math? Something's not adding up here. Joining us now to talk about something else, a different topic that we've been holding off on today, is Caroline Levitt, spokeswoman for Make America Great Again Incorporated, the super PAC supporting President Trump. Caroline, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Grace, for having me, as always.
Now, Caroline, my first question for you is about Donald Trump's interview last night. He was talking with Tucker Carlson about Joe Biden and really about all of the things that he has been facing, the years of investigations, what he calls BS investigations, and whether or not Joe Biden's going to stay in the race. A question that Howie was discussing with his listeners yesterday that I would love your take on is how all of these investigations are going to affect independent voters. Do you think that Donald Trump's legal troubles, and I think we'd all agree that they're unwarranted, you know, that this is the weaponization of our justice system, but do you think these legal troubles are going to help or hurt him with independent voters?
Well, I think we've already seen the rise of Donald Trump in the polls, and some of these polls, too, are Republican primary voters, of course, who are rallying behind the president more than ever before. He's up 30 points nationwide. He's up in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Iowa, Nevada, Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis' home state. But many of these national polls are also polling independents, too, and we have seen them swing in favor of President Trump. And I think it's a combination of two things, Grace. It is, yes, these independents are fearful of the fact that, wow, the Department of Justice is going after a political candidate for the next election. I'm not comfortable with that. I don't like that. Whether you love or hate Donald Trump, I think most Americans agree, and again, the polling backs this, they don't want to see this move forward. They're done with the witch hunts. They want our people in office to fix the problems that Joe Biden has created. And I think more than anything, the witch hunt just adds the fuel to the fire against the Biden administration. And for everything they've put independent voters, Republican voters, and Democrat voters, too, through the last couple of years with the record high inflation, you know, of course, the wide open border leading to lawlessness and loss of life in Democrat-run cities and states. We've seen 110,000 Americans die of fentanyl overdoses over the past year. We've seen chaos around the globe. I think President Trump was very effective, and it was a very effective message for independent voters in last night's interview with Tucker Carlson, speaking to the severity of this moment with our enemies around the world, China, Russia, Iran, nuclear powers, who are laughing at Joe Biden's weakness. So I think it adds to independents who are already fed up, not approving of Joe Biden's job performance, not liking his policies because they are hurting our lot and it's hurting our lives, right? Now they're saying, okay, now you're just going too far. Like, why aren't you fixing the border? Why aren't you tackling inflation? You're slamming more, you know, billion-dollar bills down our throats in addition to, you know, continuing to focus on and attack Donald Trump. So at the end of the day, I absolutely do think it helps with those voters.
Now, Caroline Levitt is a spokeswoman for MAGA Inc., and she's also from New Hampshire. And so she keeps an eye on what's going on in the Granite State. But you also keep an eye now, especially Caroline, because you're working all over the country for Trump. You keep an eye on Massachusetts. You sent me a very interesting poll earlier today that shows that Trump's holding a 41-point lead for the Republican nomination. But I don't want to call you out on this, Caroline, but another part of it that you mentioned was someone who is not really making much headway, and that would be Chris Sununu. So tell us a little bit about this poll and why you had a strong reaction to it.
Well, I was pleased to see this Massachusetts poll. Massachusetts Republicans, they get it. President Donald Trump is absolutely crushing the field, as you mentioned, Grace. And I thought it was notable that Governor Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, was polling at a goose egg, a literal 0%. Now, Massachusetts is arguably the state where Governor Sununu's name ID would be the highest other than New Hampshire, right? People in Massachusetts undoubtedly know who Governor Sununu is. They've seen, you know, New Hampshire has no sales tax, no income tax. That's why they come to our state to shop in our malls every Christmas season and all year long. They enjoy our businesses and our economic potential. One would think Massachusetts Republicans would maybe look at that and say, hey, Sununu's done a good job up across the northern border of our state. I'll vote for that guy. Absolutely not. He is literally polling at 0% behind Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, two people who I don't even think have ever been to the state of New Hampshire to campaign for these voters' trust. So I thought that was noteworthy. It speaks to just the lackluster campaign that Governor Chris Sununu will be having, assuming he makes that announcement in the early summer months, which I am hearing all signs are pointing towards he's going to be jumping in.
Yes, and today we did see Tim Scott is also starting up an exploratory committee, showing that he's probably going to jump in as well. And Caroline, all of this is going to come to a head when we get to the primaries, and Fox News is going to host the first 2024 Republican presidential primary debate in Milwaukee. Now, as someone who's following this closely, who's working with Donald Trump and, you know, trying to make the most headway, what are some of the questions that you hope get asked of these other candidates who are going to be going up against Trump?
Why do you think you are capable of being the commander-in-chief of the United States military? Why do you think you're capable of being the leader of the free world when there has never been more chaos around the world? We have a war in Ukraine because of Vladimir Putin. We have the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. The Taliban is now running around Afghanistan in the Middle East with our weaponry. They are now becoming the world's leading arms dealer. Iran is acquiring nuclear weapons at a rapid pace. We have our allies and our enemies sending their very worst peoples to our country to flood here through our wide open southern border. These are dire times. I would argue the United States has never been weaker. The United States of America has never been this close to the brink of a war. We are on the brink of World War III. And whomever the Republican nominee is going to be, is going to have to be someone who can beat Joe Biden and restore American greatness. And why do these people who are running for the nomination think they have the ability to do that? We know one man has done it. We know Donald Trump has already done that. He has already made America great. He is the safe bet in this race, in my opinion. And I think, again, American people see that too. Now is not the time to gamble on a first-timer or someone who hasn't done this before. The stakes have never been higher, and we really desperately need strong leadership as soon as possible.
I'm speaking with Caroline Levitt from New Hampshire, and she does a lot of fill-in work here at the Grace Curley Show, and you're going to be hearing a lot more from her. Now, Caroline, something else I want to ask you about is, since we're talking about the Republican presidential primary and the Republican National Committee just made this announcement, Rona McDaniel is the chair there, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court race was very disappointing for conservatives. Do you have faith in Rona McDaniel? Do you think that she's capable of, you know, kind of changing the tide here and creating some wins for conservatives?
Well, we'll have to see. You know, not a great track record, that's for sure. There's a lot that she, I think, needs to prove, and the RNC needs to prove, particularly with garnering the support of young people, young voters. The Democrats have capitalized that. I did see they announced today that the debate will be live stream on Rumble, so we're fighting big tech on that front. And then she's also partnering with a young Americans organization that will help to bring our Republican policies and views to the table for these young voters, which is crucial to electoral victories now and in the future. If we want to win elections, we have to change our strategy. We need to chase ballots. The Democrats do that really well. They get their people to the polls. They push ballots to the polls. Republicans need to do that too. That's up to the RNC. That's up to the Republican Party. And that's also up to local governance. Our Republican governors in states need to strengthen our election integrity and laws. And unfortunately, in New Hampshire, that's something our Republican governor hasn't done. You know, we have same-day registration in New Hampshire. You can come on up and vote. You don't have to prove your residency until your ballot has already been cast and counted. That's very unfortunate for a great state like New Hampshire. We have people taking advantage of our electoral system. So we need to put pressure on our Republican governors and leaders at every level to make sure we're strengthening election integrity, chasing ballots, reaching voters that we need to reach, so we can ensure the best candidate wins.
There was a cut yesterday, Caroline, from Trump's interview with Tucker that really stuck out to me. And I think this could be a really a winning message for him. I want to play it for you and get your reaction. This is cut 12, please, Matt.
Biggest problem, sir, is it China? Could it be Russia? Could it be North Korea? No, I said the biggest problem is from within. It's these sick, radical people from within, because we can handle, if we're smart, we can handle Russia, China. I did.
Caroline, tell us more about that, this idea that America's greatest threat is actually, you know, we got to look in the mirror. It could be ourselves.
It's so true. And it's sad to imagine the reality in which we are burning ourselves from within. This is what our forefathers warned us against so many years ago. They wrote the Constitution for a reason. If you look at every single amendment, right, starting with the first, protecting our right to free speech, those here in our own government, in the administrative state, in the Biden regime, are trampling on that amendment every day, censoring and silencing conservatives, attacking parents, calling them domestic terrorists that show up to their school board meetings and make their voices heard on behalf of their children. You look at our Second Amendment, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It's very clearly written in our Constitution that way. Our founding fathers were simplistic and decisive in that messaging because they knew the administrative state will ultimately become tyrannical if it is given too much power, and it will turn against the people. And we're seeing that at every level of government under the Biden administration in Democrat states and cities. In Democrat states and cities, they allow criminals to run free. Alvin Bragg in New York, right, allows criminals in Manhattan to walk and roam free. Meanwhile, he is using his power to go after the former president of the United States. So the problem is here within. If we have strong leadership at the top, like we did with President Trump, who can handle Russia, who can handle China, who can handle North Korea, the first American president who Kim Jong-un actually respected enough to take a meeting with. Obama never met with him. He never could. Biden, they're not even answering our calls now. We need a commander-in-chief that the world respects. We can restore that American greatness here at home and also abroad.
Caroline Leavitt is someone who is not taking four-day work weeks. This woman is working round the clock. And if you don't believe me, you should be checking out her social media because she posts all of her TV hits, all of her articles. Caroline, please tell people where they can follow you and where they can watch all of your stuff.
Working 7 days a week, Grace. You got it. At K Leavitt, New Hampshire on Twitter, Caroline Leavitt on Instagram, Facebook, Truth Social, Getter, all of the above. And it's Caroline with a K. Thanks so much, Grace, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you very much, Caroline Leavitt from the Granite State. We appreciate you joining us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Howie Carr. You know, I always say I try to pick the best story for Howie, the story that I think is going to really resonate with Howie or something that's on his mind. And really, today's story is very similar to yesterday's story, but it's a new edition of it. So when we come back, we're talking to Howie about the Catholic Church, the DOJ, and once again, a double standard in our judicial system. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Grace Curley for a delightful afternoon.
Sky rockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Afternoon delight.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. And the car crossover is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, your all-wheel drive headquarters. When roads get messy, a Toyota all-wheel drive car, SUV, or truck will ease some stress in your commute. RAV4, Tacoma, Tundra, Camry, Highlander. Get yours online now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. So yesterday, we talked about how Representative Jim Jordan is subpoenaing FBI Chief Christopher Wray over a chilling memo. And when you get into the details of this memo, chilling is the exact right way to describe it. The missive, this is from the New York Post, discussed meeting with church leaders to review the warning signs of radicalization and to enlist their assistance to serve as suspicious activity tripwires. The Committee on the Judiciary is conducting oversight of the FBI's handling of domestic violent extremism investigations against Catholic Americans and its effect on protected First Amendment activity, Jordan wrote in a letter to Wray. Went on to say, based on the limited information produced by the FBI to the committee, we now know that the FBI relied on at least one undercover agent to produce its analysis and that the FBI proposed that its agents engage in outreach to Catholic parishes to develop sources among the clergy and church leadership to inform on Americans practicing their faith, he added. Now, that was yesterday. This is the headline today. Biden DOJ recommends no jail time for trans vandal of Catholic Church. Joining me now to discuss, Howie, I don't think you really need much more context because this really does. This headline tells you all you need to know. The person who showed up wrote bleep Catholics on the side of a church and destroyed the statue of Mary is really getting a sweet deal from the DOJ.
He's a Democrat. You know? What do you expect, Grace? There was another story about an Islamophobic hate crime in Paterson, New Jersey over the weekend. Did you see this one?
I didn't.
Yeah, it's the lie that ran around the world in the morning while the truth was putting its pants on. Islamophobic crime. Imam stabbed as he leaves the mosque. There was an update yesterday, Grace.
Yes.
It turns out he was stabbed by another Muslim from a more conservative mosque in the city who didn't like the fact that the imam wore a tie.
Well,
In other words, he was too assimilated. But that was that on CNN, it was reported as an Islamophobic crime.
And I'm sure CNN's going to run plenty of follow-ups on this now that more details have emerged, Howie.
Yeah, I think, kind of like the phone tap on picking up Donald Trump on Michael Cohen's phone. Yeah, that, remember that one on NBC?
Yes.
No, it wasn't a phone tap. By the way, did you see also, this is breaking news, Donald Trump is now suing Michael Cohen for $500 million.
Oh, very, very good. I like it.
Yes.
Howie, one more thing I wanted to throw in here for people who don't know. Howie's got a piece out today in the Boston Herald about RFK Jr., who's throwing his hat in the ring to run for president. I'm thinking maybe we get RFK Jr., who's written a book, and Howie Carr together. We get Kennedy Babylon 3. It's a free idea for the captain. He'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. He's got a great show planned for you. You're not going to want to miss it.